Hi, I'm talking about something about today is curiosity. In my opinion, there's two type of curiosity in the world. Like humans, we have curiosity. Of course, we're curious creatures. And curiosity, there's the positive curiosity and the negative. The negative will always backfire on you, you know? What do I mean negative curiosity? Like, to gossip, like, find information. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do I tell you? Like, the National Enquirer, you know? Books, media, shows, news. There's curiosity to learn as well. To have positive curiosity, but when you cross the line and you're curious what to be a false witness against your neighbor or to know, you know, everything about your neighbor and, you know, pretend like, you know, you want to help, but you're really curious, you know, you smile to your neighbor and you want to be their friends. And I'm not saying you're not friends, but we all have this problem to a certain extent. Where, you know, some people are addicted to curiosity. They want to know, like Trump, for instance. They'll read every fucking book about this fucking guy, Trump. And you can't fucking rely on, like, curiosity is something you can't always rely on the truth. Because most, when you have a problem with curiosity, there's a lot of bullshit lies that comes with curiosity, you know? You know what I'm saying? A curiosity is something that we all have to deal with, and it fucks with everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But there is positive curiosity, you know what I'm saying? Curiosity of life, positive, innocent curiosity where you're not trying to hurt no one or blackmail or get information or like to be a false witness against your neighbor or hurt them, but innocent to learn about life and the laws of life and the laws of nature, the laws of science, to be educated, you know? Because history, you can't rely on history as always the truth, you know what I'm saying? You know, you'd be foolish to say whatever you hear, especially when you're curious, you're subjective, right? If it's negative curiosity, and people get the people going, like Hannity, you know, the only journalist I've ever heard honestly say, you know what I'm saying? At times, it doesn't matter if it's true or false, right? But, you know, to get what you want, you know, and that's curiosity, political curiosity or any type of curiosity, extremism. It's going to backfire on you because we're not meant that way. We're meant to be curious so basically we can live properly and give motivation from curiosity. Like, what do I mean? You can get motivation from curiosity. You could have negative motivation where you're going to hurt, or positive curiosity where you're going to develop, be creative. You're going to do something wonderful. You're going to create. You're going to love. You want to get to know your girl. You want to get to know your friends. That's positive curiosity in an innocent way. You want to work. You want to learn your trade. You want to create things. You want something good. And then the negative is the negative, you know, the hater curiosity. And you got to use common sense here, common moderation sense. People, we all live through it and we all know how it is. And we even go through curiosity ourselves. But one thing I've learned, there's times I was curious about a friend or celebrity or something. And it always backfired on me. It's like my mind shouldn't go there. And it's like you're putting something in your mind if you do it in a negative way, just to gossip or just to like learn something. Like there's things we should not know, I guarantee you, and things that are unhealthy for us, and there's positive things that we should know. And like the creator, be curious about the creator, in my opinion. You know, who is this creator? Who created us? Who is he? Does he talk to us, or is he a silent creator? Is the creator some silent creator that doesn't talk to anyone? He just does what he does, you know? Is the creator beginningless, which I believe, and never-ending, infinite? Is, you know, what do we know about the creator? And we got to ask the creator. Now I'm getting to religious because, you know, who gave us life? Where the creator gave us life? People might have their theories about life, but in actuality, we should have a conversation with our creator, and an honest one, and respect and worship our creator because how great, and love. That's what we believe. The creator talks to us, and it's about love, and it's about loving his children, you know, good old dad. So think about it, people. You know, I'm trying to make sense here. I'm trying to, you know, like give my opinion here. Because, you know, my job is basically like a diary. I figured it out. I was thinking about, what do I do in my podcast? It's like a diary where, you know, I share personal things or about my opinion. It's like, that's basically my job, is like, it's a diary in a certain, that's the best way I can describe what I do, you know. And if you notice my podcast, that if you've been listening to it, I'm not an extremist. I can't honestly believe I'm an extremist. You know, I can't believe that. But I fight not to be an extremist. It's not like I don't have temptations. I don't have crazy thoughts and this and that. I fight not to be an extremist. I fight to be moderate. Like the Greeks said, you know, alpha, pad my ariston. It's, you know, alpha. First to be moderate. That's what I'm trying to do, and just have a diary of things that I'm trying to say. Thank you.